grateful. For doors knocked. For grounding words, thank you. I'm both grateful and floored. Often words hit the wall and smack the floor. After all, a wall is a closed door. A door is only a door during entry. It flees like fleeting keys, so temporary this freedom of floor. There is a great door, a great gate, a gray heart, a cage of rib and flower, though no pretty metaphor. They lock, they break, they bar, they floor. Skeleton keys locked in a frame of muscle and blood flow. They open up. Deliberative body holds the floor. Doors can be pretty. The elite keep pretty pitiful gates paid and pained and painful, and paint drips to stain the floor. They wall bodies. They look through my frame. They want me walked atop or buried beneath floor. I too fear the lock and knob. But I know of the imposition of gratefulness through the door. It becomes a grate that grates, a hard pill to swallow, a hard pillow called floor. At the end, at the beginning, ubiquitous, a door. A room, more room for another door. I'm only truly grateful for great gates, rubbled walls, floorless, unsealing. If I must gatekeep, I must keep the gate, a door never closed and always open, a way out. There is an exit, close, sealed by a door. Stretch the threshold, find that door you need unlocked, feet unwithheld. No more ceilings, no more floors.